Hello, and thank you for listening to Weekend Warriors Hockey, the official podcast of the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy. Here we are with episode 5 of season 3 on Weekend Warriors Hockey. If you have show topic ideas or any feedback, please email us at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com. I'm Austin, and joining me this week is the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy founder, Chief Executive Warrior Rick Parisi, the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy head coach Rob Boyle, and our guest for today, Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy alum, multiple-time alum, Ron Edmonds. Rick, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you doing, Austin?
Very good. Thanks. And Rob, how are you?
I am good, thanks.
Awesome. Excellent. And welcome to the show, Ron. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good, good. All right. So quick intro here. We're going to do a player profile. Obviously, we've got Ron here joining us, and I'll do a quick intro on him and a little bit about his hockey journey. So he started playing hockey back in the 1960s as a kid, and he played on the frozen ponds in Newfoundland, Canada. The first time he played hockey on a real rink was in the early 1970s. After high school, he played a few years locally in an intermediate hockey league, but then by 1985, he had quit altogether and started participating in triathlons and didn't skate for the next 31 years. In 2017, at the age of 62, Ron decided to play again. He joined a local rec hockey league. He says he played fairly well, but he wished he had the opportunity as a kid coming up through the minor system where you got taught how to play hockey and how to properly skate. So he thought about it and said, maybe there's an adult hockey school out there somewhere. So he did some internet research, and lo and behold, he found Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy, and he found exactly what he was looking for. And from that moment on, he was determined to improve his game. He has attended 5 separate Weekend Warriors camps, including all 3 that occurred in April of 2022. So again, Ron, welcome to the show and thanks for joining us.
Great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. So let's first thing up. So that first time you attended a camp, what did that do to change your thinking about hockey and how to play hockey?
The first camp in Buffalo opened my eyes to just to back up a little bit. When I started playing hockey, I thought that there has to be something out there, like you said. And so I researched and I found Weekend Warriors. And also, before I went to Weekend Warriors Hockey Camp, in my quest to find out what's out there for older hockey players, I watched YouTube and Connor McDavid. I said, okay, that's what kids are doing. I'm going to do adults do that. So Buffalo opened my eyes to that, and it was everything that I had envisioned it would be and more.
So what would you say a couple of the big things, those big aha moments that the guys talk about at camp that you may have had that first time you were there, and even since you've been, you know, to the 4 other camps you've been to?
The aha moment was edges.
Yeah, amen.
Because I didn't know it existed. And when the coach said that, okay, guys, we're going to practice our edges now, I had no idea what he was talking about. But since Buffalo and the subsequent camps I've been to, I've realized and learned what edges are and how important it is to become a good skater is to, you know, the whole gamut of skating, including edges, stride, all that. So that was a big thing I got out of the Buffalo camp. And positional play and some drills were, you know, opened my eyes to.
Right.
This is where I chime in and say, Ron, don't worry about it, because Austin's still working on his outside edges for about 7 or 8 years now. So it's all good.
I'm getting better. Okay. So edges, finding edges. I think that's a common theme. For those of us that didn't grow up playing, we know they're there. But just the idea that there's a way to use them, I think might be an aha moment for a lot of us that have come to the game a little later in life. For you, Ron, what would you say are a couple of the biggest challenges you face right now as an adult hockey player, whether it's a specific skill or a specific situation on the ice, or, you know, it could be even an equipment issue?
Well, there's many challenges for me, of course, and I think Bob and Rob and Rick can attest to that. But my biggest challenge is puck management, seeing the ice and puck management. And so that's what I tried to focus on in the 3 camps that I attended in April.
So is it something like the analogy of kind of the, what do you call it, Rob, like the hand grenade thing when the puck gets on your stick, it's try to get it off as fast as you can?
Yeah, it becomes a hot potato. I don't want it here. I got to make it your problem instead. Yeah, I mean, that's a common theme with adult players, especially if they're just starting out. You got a little pressure on you. and you know, you want to get rid of it. There's like, everybody panics, but being able to have that confidence and the ability to protect it, you know, and make a play on your terms, I think is a, can be a huge difference for any adult league player. So definitely a common theme amongst, amongst our campers.
And that's Rob, or that's Ron, what you think you're one of your big challenges right now, trying to work on that piece.
Yeah. And the, one of the drills, in the, actually in all three camps, was the puck protection drill.
Right.
And I found that really helped me a lot. Just getting the feel of actually getting around the guy and protecting the puck with pressure. You know, it sounds very simple, but that really, really, I feel did wonders for me. And obviously it's something I have to, you have to practice, but I know what I need to practice and what I need to do in the game.
Now you have the tools, maybe to at least practice it a little bit and work on it. So what would you say, you know, here you are, you were out of hockey for over 30 years. You've only come back into it in the last 5-6 years. What motivates you at this point to keep playing hockey, to keep going to, you know, this year alone, 3 camps to try and get better?
Well, I don't know if it's part of my personality or I'm delusional, but I refuse to think that I can't get better. And I'm a big believer in practice, practice, practice. And really, before Weekend Warriors, I didn't know what to practice because I wasn't exposed to any of that. I didn't come up from minor hockey. But now, even in the last few years, I've re-practiced my edges and my skating. And my focus this summer is to, if I can get some ice time, is to practice puck control and heads-up hockey.
So do you get the opportunity to do, you know, we call it stick and puck or whatever, you know, so it's not either a game or a pickup or something like that. Do you have the opportunity to do that?
No, we don't. We don't have anything like that in our area.
Okay.
Where? And one of the things I suppose going to the hockey camps in the U.S. was every town has so much of that available to all players. You know, I envy you guys.
You know, how do you tackle that problem where you don't have a lot of ice time, but you want to work on specific skills? How do you do that?
Okay, what I've done, I've befriended the manager of one of the stadiums, actually the stadium of Dawson Mercer, you know, Dawson, my hero. Anyway, the stadium manager, I went and asked him, is there a time during the day, during the week, where there's no rentals, there's a slow time? And I said, I'd gladly go down with one or two of my buddies and we'll pay and see if we can practice some hockey. So that's what I've been doing for the last 2 years. So I've started out with just myself for an hour and I'm up now with 6 guys with me.
You've kind of been able to create your own stick and puck with a few other folks. And so you're able to do that and focus on some things this summer. So tell me a little bit about your experience on going to 3 camps all in 1 month this year. What maybe challenges you had? Did it at any point become repetitive and become, you know, one of those things that maybe you wouldn't do again, or would you definitely do it again?
I would definitely do it again. And I enjoyed each and every one of them. I enjoyed Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Sheldon, Atlanta, and then Pittsburgh again.
So would you say, I know having been to multiple camps myself, you get different coaches at each one. Do you think that was a big advantage for you to kind of keep the momentum going from camp to camp, but yet getting a different set of eyes on you each time you went within a very short period of time?
No, I don't think a different set of eyes made any difference because all camps, to me, the instruction was pretty much standard. And it covers a lot of areas of hockey, as you well know. And no, each camp just, for lack of a better term, each camp is just awesome.
Okay. Awesome. Well, you know, at this point, you know, is there anything that you wanted to bring up that you wanted to talk about specifically about whether it's your, you know, your journey in hockey or anything specifically with Weekend Warriors camps?
Well, just that I look forward to practicing the various skill sets that we were taught during each of the camps over the summer, and in particularly puck control when I'm making a rush into the offensive zone to protect the puck, see the ice, pass the puck, shoot the puck.
Yeah. Do you play, I'm assuming you're in a league of some sort and you play with other adult hockey players.
Yes, I'm in three rec leagues. I played 108 games last year.
108 games. Okay.
Wow.
Jeez Louise.
I know. Would you say since you started the camps that you've seen your own development over the last 4 or 5 years? Would you say that you can tell?
Yeah, Rob, I was one time worse than I am now.
Right?
I can see improvements as a result of the hockey camps. And, you know, improvements are relative, but definitely, yes.
I've heard through the grapevine that you're an award winner at the camps. Did you want to let everybody know what kind of awards you've won at the camps, or do we just want to move past that? And
let's move on.
Okay. All right. Well, just for those listening out there, Ron is an award winner at the camps. If you've been to a camp, you might get it. If you haven't come to a camp, maybe you too can win an award. So last thing I wanted to talk to you about is, do you have a new piece of equipment or anything like that that you've gotten recently and you've been using? Anything new out there that you got?
No, not really.
Okay. All right. Sticking with the old stuff. So, okay. That's perfectly good. So at this point, Rick and Rob, anything you want to chat with Ron about? Otherwise, we'll kind of wrap up with how the camps have been going and what June is holding.
I just wanted to, you know, say what an inspiration Ron is. You know, obviously, you know, it's great to have the business in terms of somebody coming to camp, you know, three times in the same month, but, you know, there's so many people that, you know, play adult hockey that aren't interested in getting better. Right. And, you know, guys are like in their 40s and they played when they were younger and like, yeah, you know, I'm not going to get any better. So they don't really think about coming to camp. And sometimes they get calls from people that, you know, are interested in camp. They're like, well, you know, I'm a decent player. I've played a while. Is these camps for me? And I always want to tell them, well, it kind of depends on your attitude, right? Like, are you really interested in getting better? Because, you know, the pros, you know, Sidney Crosby works on his edges, right? And you know, those guys are working at getting better every day. And so, you know, to see Ron at, you know, he's, I think he early 70s, you know, not a young guy, and he's coming to camp to get better. That's just, you know, and he's working hard at it and, you know, goes home and he's like, you know, trying to get extra ice to do that. I mean, that's awesome. And that's very inspiring. And it makes me feel good that, you know, not only that he comes to our camp, but that he's going home and taking that and trying to improve his game and, you know, just has a passion for the game. Right. And it just, you know, it just says something about him. And it says something about the sport. So yeah, I love it.
Yeah. And even when you hit a roadblock, like he has at home trying to get ice time, he's figured out a way to get it.
Right.
And he uses it. So,
right.
I think that's very admirable. And like you said, very inspiring. So,
right.
Rob, anything?
I was dad to what Rick said. I mean, we definitely saw improvement in him over the three camps. There's no question about that. And so, and it goes to show you that you do have to get out there and you have to practice and you got to keep working at it. You just can't come to camp and not do anything else. Now, in Ron's situation, it's a little bit different. He doesn't have that opportunity back where he's living, but, you know, other people do. And you got to make sure that you get out to the rinks and continue to practice. Like Rick said, if you really want to get better, you got to get out there and you got to practice what we've been teaching you. And that's the only way to get better. So. I agree with what Rick was saying, but again, you admire the passion, you admire the desire, and the hard work. I mean, last every camp I've been so far this year, it's been everybody's been working their tails off, and it's been a lot of fun as a coach to see.
Rick, let's jump real quick. Is there anything about the May camps that you wanted to highlight and or preview what's coming up in June?
Well, as far as May, we really just had the one. I mean, unless you count the last day of the Pittsburgh camp, which was May 1st, we had the Lake Tahoe camp, which was a double camp. We had, you know, two groups of roughly 28 people in each group, plus three goalies in each group. And sorry, I didn't mean to distinguish between people and goalies. It's skaters and goalies. Goalies are people too.
Is that right?
And and anyway, and it was a great camp. You know, we had really nice weather, and we already have, I think 25 people signed up for next year's Lake Tahoe camp. And so then we've got coming up, we've got actually today starts our Buffalo camp. We're recording on Thursday, June 2nd here. So our Buffalo camp starts today. The Cape Cod camp starts a week from today. And then we have a weekend off. And then we're in Vail for our camp there. So that's the month of June.
Yeah. Nice. Excellent. All right. Anything you guys, anything the two of you want to throw out about anything else? So we'll,
yeah, no, thanks, Ron. Appreciate you taking the time to be on, and, you know, it's great, you know, great having you at the three camps, and, I'm glad you were able to join us as a guest on this.
Just want to say thank you guys, and, good work.
We appreciate you coming on. All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening to Weekend Warriors Hockey. We do hope you enjoyed the episode. And again, if you do have any show topic ideas, questions, or anything else, go ahead and email info@weekendwarriorshockey. And we do hope you can leave us a 5-star Apple Podcast review if you enjoyed the podcast. And until next time, keep working hard to improve every time you're out on the ice.